Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle. Companies to watch.
Money FM 89.3, you're in the breakfast huddle this Thursday morning.
Here's an interesting one. December 31st, real estate solutions provider Boosted Projects announced that it established a private business trust, Boosted Industrial Fund.
The objective of that fund is to invest in and manage investments in business parks, as well as industrial and logistics properties. The idea is to achieve a stable flow of recurring income and capital growth for its unit holders.
Yeah, and then following the establishment of the fund, Boosted Projects announced that it'll inject 14 of its industrial properties into Boosted Industrial Fund as initial portfolio properties.
Total consideration is $332 million, which is at a slight premium over their market valuation of $331 million.
Following the setup of BIF, CGS-CIMB raised its target price on Boosted Projects to $133 from $0.95 previously, reiterating an ad call and also flagging the possibility of special dividends in the near term.
Interesting stuff. So is now the time for investors to find significant value in Boosted Projects?
Well, let's find out more. We have got Kang Chuan Ong, equity research analyst at CGS CIMB Securities. KC, good morning. How are you?
Hi, good morning.
Great speaking with you. It's been a while. Could you give us a brief overview of Boosted Projects' key business activities? Help us understand this landscape, so to speak.
Sure. Boosted Projects is a leading industrial real estate solutions provider in Singapore. With core engineering expertise in the design and build of industrial facilities for MNCs as well as local enterprises. So under this company, there are two business segments. First of which is design and build, where Boosted Projects undertake the design, value engineering, construction, as well as project management and delivery of a new building. So compared to conventional approach for construction projects, a design and build approach enables savings in cost, coordination, equipment, materials, and time. Secondly, the second segment is basically rental income. As a natural extension to Boosted Projects' design and build model, basically they do offer the customers a solution where they will own the properties and then lease it back to the customers. Known as design, build and lease, this arrangement has allowed Boosted Projects to gradually build up a medium-sized industrial leasehold portfolio over the years, which provides it with a steady stream of rental income.
Okay, so let's just talk a bit further and drill down on the Boosted Industrial Fund then. I mean, obviously, there's some reasoning behind this move. What is it?
Yeah, I think the main reason for the establishment of this private trust is to allow Boosted Projects to unlock the value in their leasehold portfolio. So this allows them to strengthen their balance sheet and also at the same time create a long-term sustainable platform to house their portfolio of income-generating industrial properties. So along with this fund, as you have mentioned, Boosted will be injecting 14 of its properties into the trust. So this freed up capital can be used for future growth purposes. Meanwhile, shareholders for Boosted Projects can also continue to benefit, given that Boosted still owns 25% stake in the trust and will continue to act as property manager of the fund's properties.
Hey, Casey, to follow up on that last point, so they own a 25% stake in the fund, right? What about the other initial investors? Any chance you could share that info with us?
Sure. So according to the announcement, subsidiary of Metro Holdings, which is another SGX-listed company, will hold 26% stake in this BIF fund. The remainder 49% stake will be held by a special purpose vehicle, which is for the institutional real estate investors.
Okay, so from some of these latest moves, we understand that Boosted Projects forecast cash proceeds of 137 million Sing dollars. Then the question obviously becomes, how does the company plan to use that money?
Sure. I think one of the plans is to utilize this to basically pursue future growth in its design and build business. So currently, as you can see, Boosted's main business activities are in Singapore. But it also does have a presence in Malaysia and Vietnam, for example. So I think part of these proceeds can be used to strengthen the team there. Of course, other geographies may be possible as well. I believe Indonesia was earmarked you know, as a development opportunity by Boosted a few years back. Other than that, they did mention that the proceeds will be used for working capital, and there is a possibility of special dividend payout as well.
Well, we're on the line with Kang Chuang Ong, equity research analyst at CGS-CIMB Securities. We're talking about Boosted Projects. Let's talk about the at call that you guys reiterated, the higher target price, $1.33. What's the reasoning behind this? I think, I believe it was up from 0.95, right?
Yes, that's correct. First, basically, we estimate total value of Boosted Projects RNAV, or realizable net asset value. We valued this at about 590 million SGD, or about 189 per share. So what this RNAV takes into account is three main things. Firstly, the market valuation of Boosted's existing properties by independent valuers. Secondly, our valuation of their design and build business. And thirdly, the company's net cash position. So since Boosted Projects basically sold these 14 properties at pretty much market valuation to BIS, actually we did not adjust our RNAV estimate. Basically, the properties are converted into cash.
Okay.
So how we derive at this higher target price is basically through a narrowing of discount to RNAV from 50% to 30%. So in 2020, the construction sector was negatively impacted by COVID, which is why we had a wider discount of 50% given to the RNAV, as a bulk of the valuation was in the form of property assets, which are illiquid and value less transparent. So with this transaction, actually a significant portion of this property asset is now converted into cash, which is more certain in value and also more liquid. It can be used to drive growth and potentially generate higher ROE, or excess cash can be paid out. So we narrowed our discount to 30%, and that brings our target price up to 133.
Okay, Casey. So then, speaking of, you know, cash being paid out, is there a potential of a special dividend? And if so, how much could that amount to?
Yes, we do see a pretty good possibility of special dividends being declared. Boosted Projects already has a strong balance sheet even prior to this disposal of 14 assets into the private trust. As of end September 2020, the company already had 56 million Sing dollar net cash on hand. While I do think that part of this proceeds from disposal will still be retained by the company for future growth purposes, I think that special dividends could be declared as early as May, together with the announcement of Boosted Projects full year results. Assuming that 50% of these net proceeds are paid out as special dividends, I think EPS, or dividend per share, could amount to about 22 cents per share, or a dividend yield of about 20% based on yesterday's closing price.
We've got a bit of time to quickly do this. So you've obviously made a case that it's a good time to invest in Boosted Projects, but sector-wise, what is your outlook for this sector for the rest of this year?
For the construction sector, overall, I do see that this year will be better than last year. Basically, 2020 was a year where, you know, COVID came in and caused basically 6 months stop work order on the entire industry. But actually, works have been progressively resuming, and basically construction activities right now, I think, would be at about 70-80% of pre-COVID levels. So looking at order books, I've done a compilation of order book for about 19 listed construction companies. Basically, order book entering into 2021 is at a five-year high. So I think that the construction sector would be rather busy this year with all the projects on hand. So overall, I am quite positive on the construction sector, especially on the building materials player. I think that there will be a key beneficiary from this trend.
Yeah, well, Casey, finally, I think one thing that's worth flagging, isn't it, is Singapore's record on managing COVID-19 and where we stand at the moment, pretty much ahead of the outbreak and now in the midst of a vaccine rollout. Other regional economies, not the same situation. So how is Singapore faring when it comes to the sector that Boosted is in vis-a-vis other regional markets?
Yeah, I think compared to other markets that may be, you know, on and off lockdowns, which might impact construction activities. But for Singapore, I think we have managed to control the situation pretty well. And basically, other than this social distancing measures that are currently in place on the work site, basically, outlook for the year seems to be pretty okay. And so I think that 2021 will be a pretty good year.
All right. Thanks a lot for taking the time this morning. Kang Chung Ong, who is Equity Research Analyst at CGS CIMB Securities on Companies to Watch. Thanks again for your time. Take care and stay safe.
Thank you.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance. To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg. or download the SPH Radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.